Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Working Class Bowhunter, episode 492. Austin and I in the studio doing some intros together. What's up, dude?
What up, buddy?
You weren't in on this episode. You were MIA for a little bit.
I was sitting out in the studio, I believe, waiting to do the podcast on Leah's butt when you guys did this one.
Was it the same? No, that was a different day. That was when we did the New Hampshire boys with their 200-inch deer.
Correct.
You were on your way out for the following podcast, the podcast that will launch next week with Kayla.
Taylor's buck. That was it.
Because you were guiding and you were being a busy guy.
Yep. Man, we got a lot of episodes in the barrel here.
A lot of them in the barrel. So let's quit wasting your time and we'll get to the business. Working Class Bowhunter is presented by Elite Archery. Like we said on the previous episode, we're doing an Envision giveaway at all the trade shows. So if you come by, see us, you can figure out how to get in that entry. And you can do multiple entries depending on how dedicated you are. We'll determine your luck at winning a bow, I guess. If you don't want to win a bow and you'd rather just buy one, WCB, you order from Elite, have it shipped to a local dealer, support your local dealer, support Elite, use the code that supports us. Big, big positivity circle of new bows, happiness, and support for everybody. So thankful for Elite's partnership. Also, Big Time, the code is WCB2022. I believe that's still live, and I think it's for 20% off.
Nice.
I'll have to double check that or just go to the cart and see what it ends up being too. But Big Time, our good friends over there, in our opinion, the leader in supplemental feed, food plot seed, and some other exciting things rolling down the line here with Big Time. So if you are going to come to a trade show coming up, I think at some of them we're going to be right next door to Big Time. We're going to be booth neighbors, which is exciting because we love hanging out with that family. Joe Humphries is the man. BigTime.com. WCB 2022. Scent Crusher. There's an episode, an ATA episode rolling out with Scent Crusher. They have some pretty badass new stuff on the way. Dan Drake jumped on and showed us some of that new stuff. We're planning on doing all those video podcasts too on the YouTube. So if you want to check that out and see what they are, but I'm not going to plug too hard because that's going to come out real soon. But check those out. Exciting stuff. Kind of revamped some things. Came out with some brand new style products that really ups the ante on convenience and usability.
Yeah, that guy's a mad scientist. The wheels are always turning in his head.
It's cool to talk to him because he's just like a successful entrepreneur guy who just knows business, knows what people want, and he works with, I mean, guys from NASA and stuff like that to help him figure out some of this stuff. And it's cool, too, because Dan is a smart guy, but he's humble, and he's like, I got smart people that I work with. He goes, I'm not always the smartest guy, which I think is funny. But, yeah, Scent Crusher's got some cool stuff coming. Old Barn Taxidermy, man, we're putting them to work.
Yeah, they're going to be busy.
Ross's Big Buck is done.
Looks insane.
Looks absolutely insane. I mean, who else would you want to do a mount like that?
He's spot on, man. He's got the perfect spot picked out for it in the man cave. It's just going to fit in like a glove.
Sam Gaylord and his crew over at Old Barn Taxidermy are just on another level. I don't know how many times I've had the conversation. Someone will shoot a deer. And like, well, Old Barn's kind of too far away from me, but there's really nobody as good in my area. I'm like, I'm telling you.
Aaron Blease.
Aaron Blease, he's calling me and I'm recording. I'll call you back, buddy. That's what happens when you forget. I'm going to leave that in there, actually, because that's really funny.
That's kind of funny.
I had my phone connected through Bluetooth right into the recorder. So, fucking Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
Blease.
Aaron Blease. So,
yeah, I'm leaving that in there. That's hilarious. There's a segue to Camo Fire. You know what? I've been like to do this when we talk about Camo Fires. I just go to the website to just in real time tell you what's on the website right now. Okay, so Camo Fire, CamoFire.com. Go through the link in our episode description because that's unique to us. That's one way they can track it. But if not, just go to CamoFire.com. It don't matter. Right now they have trail cams on there, 28% off. It's all here, right here. This is great. There's some Spy Point Link S Dark.
36% off.
36% off. Another Spy Point, 22% off. Link Micro, 35% off. It's all trail cam accessories right now. SD card readers, 45% off. SD cards, 70% off. So what it is, this will time out over time. So reloading new deals in 13 hours is what it's got. So once that times out, it'll refresh with new deals. So check out Camo Fire. Pretty cool website. Delete your browser history so your wife doesn't know where you're shopping. And she don't have to know. Or your husband. So anyway, that's pretty cool. Trail cams, that kind of ties into Spy Point, you know, one of our other partners. Really excited about this new trail cam they have, the Flex.
Yeah, that's probably the product I'm most excited about.
It's up there. It's one you know, it's one of those, we'll get into the details. I don't, you know, it's basically, it's flexible. It's versatile. It does everything for you where you don't have to go mess with it.
Yep.
And there's a podcast coming that, I learned a lot about trail cams and stuff, but great people over at Spy Point, man. And I really think this camera that's coming is going to change everything for Spy Point.
It will.
Yeah. I know Spy Point for some people, you know, have bad experience or they might not work in your area. This is going to change that.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, right now, if you go to Camo Fire, there's deals. This doesn't launch in real time where these trail cams are up, but, you know, check every whatever day it is. That might be another trail cam day where they got everything up on there. So Loophole Optics doing a giveaway for some Loophole goodies at trade shows. You know, in our opinion, the leader in optics for binos, rangefinders, spotting scopes. We're rocking 10x42s. And man, they have just a plethora of rangefinders for your archery needs. They have archery specific rangefinders, the full draw, excuse me. So check that out. Loophole Optics. And we're just going to get to the episode. We'll let you dive right in here.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is the podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
It is the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast. Again, not sure what number episode because we are podcasting ahead of schedule while we're at trade shows, which I'd read the trade shows, but I would think that we're probably at some of them already.
Yep.
Probably. So I don't know what one we've already been to. Maybe we've seen you already. I don't know.
In podcast land, we've seen you.
But Eric and I leading the front here. That's on right. The host for this podcast. Doug's got the bot fly flu.
I think so. He's got the beehole flu.
The beehole flu.
Yeah.
All right. So we're doing a live stream. If you're a Patreon member. Someone says it seems quiet compared to last time, but we can hear. Okay. We're just going with it. I hate... I love live stream, but then I hate it at the same time. Drexel.
How's it going?
What's up, man?
Not a lot.
You had a killer season.
Yeah, started off pretty good.
Well, first of all, tell people who you are and thanks for being here. So I just kind of dove in on you. It's your first time being on the podcast.
And thanks for having me.
Tell us where you're from, where you hunt. We need all the details.
We need your social security number.
Well, I'm from Missouri, so that's all right.
Okay. They don't have social security numbers in Missouri, I heard.
Probably not.
They don't give them out. It's like, that's just what it is.
But I'm Drexel Richardson. I'm from Southwest Iowa. Chase whatever comes at me, I guess.
Yeah.
Big bucks, preferably.
Yeah. Of course, right?
Yep.
That's what we're all going for.
Yeah.
You're a part of a couple projects, though, or a project, right?
Yeah. Victory Outdoors. You can watch our stuff on YouTube, Carbon TV, My Outdoor TV, and I think there's another one or two. But most of
that doesn't matter.
Most of the big platforms.
Cool, right. Man. Cool. Where's everybody based out of on that whole setup? Right in your area or what?
Well, there's four of us in Southwest Iowa, and then there's some other guys a few hours north of us, mm-hmm. kind of scattered. There's a guy in Nebraska and. That's about it. We got like 12 guys or something like that.
That's awesome.
No kidding. And then we also didn't introduce the two other guys. They're the quiet guys in the studio right now. Herm.
What's up?
Drexel's dad. And your mic is like not wanting to cooperate. We're having a whole bunch of technical issues.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Did we get struck by lightning here or something?
We might have. That last mic has been weird. I think that mic cord's like stretched tight, which I have a replacement. We need to get that going. And then Kaylor. And his mic isn't even fucking on.
It's not even on.
Try that.
Is that better?
That's there
better.
We are.
Welcome
Jesus
to the show.
Christ.
Fuck me, huh?
Are we going to get this figured out one of these days?
We're new here. I think 500 episodes, we'd finally know what the
God
hell we're doing.
Damn.
It's like, oh, all right, well, whatever. We've just been having a string of bad luck because we're switching equipment. And you know how that goes. You switch stuff. You're just not used to how things work.
And we're fucking idiots, so.
Doesn't help we drink a lot of booze.
That's true.
You know, it's like we could stop, but why would we do that, you know?
That ain't happening anytime soon.
So what's Victory Outdoors, man? If you had to break it down, like what separates that show from other outdoor shows? That's a tough question for a lot of people because it's like, fuck, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So you tell me to fuck off if you want.
No, we focus around deer and turkey. Mm-hmm. We don't really do anything else along the lines of that, but we aren't on TV or anything. We're just on online, big online show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes chasing big bucks and smacking turkeys right in the mouth. So
how'd you get involved with that? Like, did you know somebody that started it or did they approach you or how'd that all kind of roll into be?
Yeah. So a couple guys that I went to school with, actually started off with the younger of my two friends that I'm with. His dad was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then him and his dad got my other buddy into it. And then, 2 years ago, I was still living in Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and my buddy came up and filmed me kill a doe, and it just unraveled from there.
Cool. I thought, because we met at the Iowa Classic last year.
Yep.
And didn't you win, like, the shed competition there or something?
I got second place in the match typical.
Damn, and how big were those?
They were a little over 70 apiece. So they were like 150 inches with deductions without spread.
Damn.
I think it had, like, 3 inches of deductions. Because one side is a little bit bigger than the other.
Right. Damn. That's I remember crazy. Being just massive. But when we met there, I thought you owned it. I thought it was like your project. I didn't know, you know what I mean? So, but either way, it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun with them guys.
Yeah, this seems like a good crew.
Yeah.
Good crew. First of all, thanks for like supporting us. Seems like you always are rocking the WCB hat all year, really, since last show. So it appears to us anyway.
Trying.
Maybe just do it when you send us pictures, but but we appreciate it either way. But you had a killer season, and you're sending me pictures of some studs, and I'm like, man, why don't you just come down? You know, it might be a while before we get you in, but come down, let's podcast and talk about it.
Yeah.
And here you are. You made the drive, so appreciate that.
Yeah, it was just kind of a walk over, you know.
Yeah, just a scooter ride over
just
here.
Just right over the river.
Yeah, just right over the river.
Across the creek is what I call it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big... How far a drive?
It was a little over 5 hours.
That's a jaunt, man. I was thinking you were... I don't know why I thought you were in Southern Illinois, which doesn't make any fucking sense because we were hanging out at Iowa Deer Class. I drink a lot.
Hey, I was just going to say, hey, we drink a lot. We meet a lot of people, okay?
Hey. It's tough out here.
As he sips another one.
I got to keep the juices flowing here. So, man, you had a killer season. You tagged out.
Yeah. Tagged out before November.
Which is crazy.
Damn.
But that's easy in Iowa, right? Because that's where all the big bucks live. That's
depending on when you buy your tags.
Right? So I'm kidding about that, obviously. I shouldn't pump up Iowa and Illinois anymore. We're trying to pump up the East Coast.
Yeah, I thought he was from Vermont or something.
Yeah, Vermont. We need to take a break on Vermont.
So it's New Hampshire.
I've been getting sent pictures, because we always say that as a joke. No, I've been getting sent pictures of like big bucks getting killed in Vermont.
Oh, really?
Just like out east, you know, the eastern states. Nobody knows the difference. I didn't mean that.
I don't even know where it's at.
Yeah, where the pilgrims landed, whatever, over there somewhere. But I mean, let's talk about the first buck, because you tagged out fast.
Yeah, right within 10 days, actually.
What's that like, man? I mean, you're just like hanging out. It's kind of what happened to me last year, and it was great, right?
Yeah.
But then you're like,
we get bored.
What do I do?
You got to go to work.
Right. Yeah, you go to work and
yeah, work
you
more
get
hours.
Off work and you're like, fuck, I can't even hunt.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first one. What was like time frame on this?
I killed him on October 21st.
Mm. Hey, same day I killed that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
October was a pretty good month.
It was good this year. Like getting in that mid late October, it was nice.
Yep.
Real nice. So, yeah, because I killed. Our buddy Judd killed that same day.
Yep.
Didn't Gene? No, Mark killed his like
a couple days.
Couple days after, and then Gene killed his just a few days later. So like that, like 19th through 25th was on fire this year.
A lot of deer fell.
Yeah.
But I shot him during Iowa's early muzzleloader season, and it starts like, or I guess it changes about every year, but this year it started on the 18th and ran till I think the 24th. It was like 8 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not ideal the first few days. It was, it was pretty warm. But I was targeting two specific bucks on one farm, and they were just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Doing rut things somewhere else? Well, starting to anyway?
Yeah, at the lull, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Off fattening up somewhere, I guess. Out in the cornfield somewhere.
Chasing some tail somewhere, you know?
Well, that's like that weird time of the year when things just start changing.
Yep.
And if they haven't already changed, it's like they're just doing different shit.
Yep.
And then you start worrying about deer, where they're going and all that.
I think I just killed them.
Right. That's what gets scary. Like my one buck I was on, I don't know where he went. So yeah. I'm in limbo there. So no closure yet.
Yeah.
Sad story. So it's getting hot there. Yep. So neither one of those bucks, you knew where they went. Like you didn't know where they went, I guess.
No, I still don't even know where the second one went. He was on my radar first.
No kidding.
I haven't seen him since August, but
no rumors of neighbors getting them or anything.
Nope.
Nothing. That's crazy.
He's just doing something somewhere else that you hope, right?
Hopefully. I guess we'll find out during shed season.
I have that. Yeah. I mean, I have that one big buck that I send you guys every year, and I get him in velvet, and then I don't get him again until velvet the next year.
Yeah.
That's the only times I see him.
It's crazy.
It's so weird.
That's what's cool about whitetails, though. Like the mystery of them is what makes it so intriguing.
Yep.
Because if they stayed there all year, every year, and they just went in and killed them.
Right. Really? It wouldn't even be fun.
It wouldn't be cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? There would be no, like, I don't know, big bucks wouldn't be as interesting if they were easy to kill. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have a podcast because it just wouldn't be that much to talk about.
We'd probably go out one day and just kill them.
You know what? Yeah.
It'd be done by October 3rd.
But as nice as it is when it does happen that way, I mean, you have to take it because you know that's not a normal thing.
Right.
If it does happen that way. But anyway, so the two hit listers are just, or the one for sure is off the radar. Yeah,
gone. Completely gone.
So what's the game plan then?
As long as the wind's right, I was going in and I was just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were going to be there, I wanted to be there whenever they decided to come back.
Right.
But on this farm, that has like a big ditch. So I had to, I used a saddle.
Yeah.
And also the freaking landowners, they didn't want no stands in there because people were stealing stuff. So I was stuck to saddle hunting that farm.
Yeah.
I was gonna hunt it until I killed, I guess, or at least killed one of them.
Yeah. Right.
But, I was in the same tree I killed him the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like even if I had the right wind, everything was just winding me. I don't know how,
mm-hmm.
but,
swirling or something like that.
I guess even though like the wind would blow right over the river and the deer would just come right up to my tree and blow off. I don't know. Like I had a group of does come in and they blew and ran off three different times in one morning.
Oh shit!
I was like, if I had a doe tag for early muzzleloader, right. I would shoot you.
Right, right. Yeah, it had been just like thermals or something swirling or something crazy going on in there,
or this early season bull crap, I guess.
Yeah,
right. I don't know.
Right.
Now I should know this, but can you use archery equipment for early muzzleloader?
I couldn't find anything whenever I read it, so I just used muzzleloader.
Right, because I know late muzzleloader you can use archery equipment, but
it's weird.
Yeah, I never looked at early. I've never gone early muzzleloader. I'm always a late guy, so I didn't. That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, I need to call the local game warden and see if they know.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like the law is different for everybody.
Right. You never know.
I'm trying to address the work of live streaming through Patreon still. We got mixed reviews. Some people say sounds normal and it sounds quiet. So we have a live stream video switcher, and right before we turned on the live stream, it had to do a firmware update, which is fine, but I didn't realize it was going to change
everything,
all the inputs, and it changed one of the inputs for one of our cameras. So we can't even use one of the cameras anymore as far as getting mic quality through the camera.
Yeah.
So we have like, that's what I don't like about live stream, is like the complications while you're trying to focus on a story.
There's just so much shit going on.
I know. We need to hire a Jamie.
We do.
Just hang out in here and hit buttons for us.
Doug?
Yeah, Doug. But he's sick with the beehole flu. So what are you going to do? So what are you going to do, you know? Sorry, man. So I spaced out trying to figure that audio out, but Eric was handling it. So talking thermals, you didn't have a doe tag for muzzleloader. Yeah. So is it just a buck tag or is it an either sex tag?
Yeah, it was an any tag.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
didn't really. Sex tag.
Yeah, it's both. It's
yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't want to waste it on the second or third day of season.
Are your guys' doe tags, are they, how many do you guys get in your county? Do you know?
However many.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a limited, but you can buy them until they're gone.
Right, right. But like our county, there's only 200 doe tags that they give out every year and that's archery, gun, muzzleloader, that's everything.
Oh.
Why? Why is it that way?
I don't know. Every county is different. I don't know if they do like some kind of.
That's probably why it is.
Every year, but it's been going down every year because like right when I started hunting, it was like around 300 and some, and now it's down to 200 exactly.
That's probably why they're like specific, you know, counties that you have to kill does in.
Right.
If you buy a doe or a tag for that county, you got to kill the doe in that county.
Right, right. It's county specific, but like I have to set my alarm for September 15th at midnight just to wake up and buy doe tags, or else they're gone by 7-8 o'clock in the morning. In my county, it's freaking nuts.
That's weird to me.
Next county over, they got 1,300.
Yeah,
it's just bizarre.
We have too many does where we're at.
Right.
Come on down, you can kill some.
Yeah, right. Illinois, you can just. I've never been told I couldn't buy another, but I've also never like gone on a spree where I'm like, I need to kill more. You know what I mean? I kill.
Right.
So you don't stress about it. I just shoot.
I think three does is the most I've shot in a season with my bow, and I've never had an issue with it.
Yeah.
You know, but also I'm not like, I've never hunted a property where I'm like, I need to kill 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if they limit you or not.
That's why I never hardly kill does in the county I live in, because I just don't get the tags hardly.
Yeah. All right. Volume's up again. All right. Good to hear. Thanks everyone for the feedback. So if you're wondering where the hell are they watching this live stream, it's in our Patreon for the top two tiers. But okay, continue on. Sorry about the complications.
That's
here.
All right.
It was a stupid live stream. But yeah, I don't blame you for not wanting to burn a tag.
Yeah.
Especially if you have one tag for that stretch. So,
and you never know you never know whenever a buck's just going to be right there.
That's fun of it.
Yeah. It's just kind of the mystery, I guess.
Especially that time of the year.
Yeah. Everything's green. You can't see past, you know, the tree line pretty much.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
I was right on the edge of a timber and it's just solid green.
I like hunting that time of year. It doesn't feel like real big bucky.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, but you're comfortable.
Yep.
Well, I think too, like what you're saying, like you feel like the big bucks are going to start cruising once the leaves start changing and the leaves start falling.
Right.
That's my favorite time. Whenever the leaves start to fall, I'm like, so I can look in the timber now.
Right.
Yeah. Get away with a little bit more.
So every time the wind blows, you're like, blow some more shit off.
Right.
I can see a little bit more.
I can see more than 6 feet.
You get more optimistic as the wind blows.
That's whenever you notice you cut too many sticks for your shooting lens.
Dude, that's no kidding too. Cause I try not to trim too much for that reason. Then you're like, fuck.
But then I did that this year. Cause when all the leaves are on, I'm like, oh, it's perfect. I'm sitting in the stand, like, got it laying there, and they all fall off. I'm like, Well, I look like a fucking dick out in the wind right now.
Like one of them fucking car dealership inflatables doing this.
Yep.
Might as well just stand in the middle of the field, I guess.
I hate that, dude. That's the worst.
You're fucking dick in the dirt.
Novix Treecians makes those. I don't know if they're for sale online, if I'm supposed to say anything. I don't know, but I'm saying it. They make those artificial branches.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
All right, give me some of them. I don't have any yet. Yeah, but you like zip time to your stand or like zip time to other branches and stuff, or
I guess I mean, need about 20 of those.
Trim everything and make your own branches from there to start from scratch.
Just make a blind up in the tree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, yeah. I used to hunt when I was a kid with the shroud around the ladder stands and stuff, which was money. But sorry, we keep sidetracking your story here, dude.
That's all right.
So, but yeah, like you're waiting on.
Yeah, I'm waiting on one of the two. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was moving cameras, and I guess I only moved a camera one time, and where I put it, there was a stick, the scrape stick, it was just bouncing and bouncing, and it killed it the first day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said it one evening, I went hunted and set it up, and then the next day, they went in combine it, and it was real windy.
Mm-hmm.
The branch just killed it.
I hate that. And you try to check everything too when you go in there.
4,000 pictures you go through just that one stick.
Yeah, I'm sitting at work on my lunch break, and I have like 400 photos, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, the cell cam?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
geez.
my phone just bzz, bzz,
bzz. The whole time.
Because then you just want to go change it. Nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Or it's that one time that you stomp that one weed down, and then somehow it could pop back up.
Yep.
Like, damn it.
Yep. Yeah. I went and moved the camera, I guess, because it was dead down on the bottom. And like the next day was a cold front coming in,
mm-hmm.
and the camera had died. Now, I guess I didn't pull it the day it died. I pulled it the next day, and that was the day. The cold front was coming in. I left work early, and I got set back doing something, and I didn't get set up till almost 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, holy cow, I'm pushing it,
yeah.
And the wind is just howling, and I'm looking for a tree. I look like I'm just standing there with my dick in the dirt.
Yeah,
I just don't know what tree to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Dad; he had hunted this farm years ago before I was even born.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Hey, go sit over on this fence line." Like, I'm up there and I'm looking. Well, you can see where his tree is because the stand's growing into the tree.
I've been up there that long,
yeah.
Still there,
yeah. I'm like looking right beside it, and I was like, this tree looks perfect.
Uh-huh.
So I get in, I'm trying to put my sticks up in it, and I'm like, this is just not working out because all the green leaves and stuff, they're all just catching on me, and everything's just getting caught up. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull my stuff, go to the next tree over, and it's the same thing. I said, screw it. I just start cutting limbs down.
Yeah.
Right.
And I get up far enough. I'm on my third stick, and I'm like, well, I got to put my fourth stick low, I guess, because there's a big old V. It's right where I want to be.
Yeah.
And so I climb up, and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, I can see the whole county from here.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. So I'm cutting up, and I get up, and I put my platform right on, I guess it's kind of a pain in the butt, but I put my platform right on the top of my last stick.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to fumble around with my lineman's belt and getting everything stuck, put up so I'm not going to be falling out of the tree. And I finally get up and set up, and I'm like, this sucks because the two V's, I put my, you got your bridge you got to hook up.
Yeah.
I put it on one limb, so I'm hanging off one side. I'm like, oh.
This ain't comfy.
No, I'm like, this just sucks. I'm like, I'm ready to kick my buddy's butt so you can hang in any tree.
Yeah. Right. Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Saddle fairies.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch of turds.
They're cool, man, but it's not a one fit every tree like everybody likes to make them out to be.
I haven't even hunted out of one yet because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah. You'll get bot fly flu.
That's true. If you hang out of one.
Yeah. I got it. Oops.
Oops.
Anyway. Well, I mean, whenever you do find the right tree, I mean, it's perfect.
They definitely have their place. Yep. Like if it's right, it feels awesome.
Yep.
But if it's not, it's just not right. I don't know.
Yeah. You get up in the tree and you're just like, game over for whatever walks out.
I'm 60% sold on them.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Like realistically. 60% sold.
Okay.
After this year, I'm like 99% sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be hunting with them until I guess I fall out of one.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible really if it's set up right. I'm 60% sold for just I have my reasons.
If we need to break it down. Ours like mid-season, so I'm like, I'm not even going to try this thing this far.
We're practicing it and stuff.
Yeah. Right, I want to do it in the backyard and shit and try and figure it out first.
It may or may not have like cost me an opportunity on the biggest deer that I could have ever shot.
Mm.
We'll talk about that another time.
Mm.
Hurts a little bit.
Yeah, that would hurt a lot.
Still salt in the wounds a little bit.
60%. Still failing, but not real terrible.
It's better.
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
No, my number one tip is shoot out of it before you hunt out of it, because I did not.
Yeah. See, I hadn't either at this point. I had before a couple years ago when we were messing around with them, but yeah. I hadn't this one. But anyway, yeah. So.
Yeah, it's. But anyway, I get up on my platform and I'm trying to pick, do I want the right limb or do I want the left limb to hang my lineman's, or not my lineman, my bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of them were comfortable. I'm like, it's too late to climb down.
Yeah.
I was like, screw this. I just wrapped it around both of them.
There you go.
And then hooked them too. And I'm like, making sure it's tight. And
yeah.
And it was perfect. I was like, all right, well, I can sit here all day. And I was sitting there and it was cloudy. It was like perfect conditions. I guess everybody's different, but I like hunting whenever it's a little cloudy. You got a good breeze. But it's my personal favorite condition, you know, to hunt in. Leaves are kind of falling. And I don't know. It was about an hour till dark, and finally deer started to move out, but they were, I don't know, 400 yards from me, way behind me.
Like in a field?
Yep,
or,
yeah, they were in a, there was cut bean fields on my side and on the west side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the bean field on the west side was a lot bigger than the one that I was sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably sitting on a, I don't know, 10 acre bean field, if that.
Yeah,
it's a little one, but it's, you know, it's butted up right next to a big timber that I can hunt,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to get in the timber, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like too much right away. Like
just
that.
Kind of, yeah, just pressure.
Hunt from the outside in type thing.
Right? Yep. I mean, you're going to get a chance to anything.
Yeah. And you have muzzleloader with you still.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel comfortable shooting out to, I don't know, 150, 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm sitting here and all the deer are in the wrong field. I'm like, well, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to leave this here because I took the next day off. I'm just planning ahead, you know, for the next day. It's going to be even colder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this
then
is
get in there and just get
yep.
set up.
Yep. I'm like, this is going to be way better because the previous year I had shot my buck on the morning. I was like, this place is just on fire in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just ready for, you know, Friday morning. And anyway, well, I'm sitting there and all the deer are gone. I'm like, well, this is stupid.
what am I doing?
I'm ready to get down early. I'm just gonna set it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna rattle because I had bucks. I had a few bucks fighting on camera just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those guys. I carry all my calls. You know, the grunt tube and the rattling antlers.
Yeah.
You know, from the 15th of October on.
Right. I like to have them, but man, I hate carrying.
Yeah, I hate carrying rattling antlers. Grunt tube, just, you know, shoving the back in your pocket, but
doesn't hurt to give them a little tickle, you know.
Yeah,
just a little tickle.
I love and hate them. I'm with you though. It's nice to have them because when it makes you feel optimistic if you can throw it out there a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and when it's that early, you don't want to you know, pound them together, but. I grabbed him. I did, you know, whatever they call the little tickle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just got to give him a little tickle.
Yes, a little tickle. And I'm sitting there, and I don't know what I was doing or why I was doing it, but have you ever, like, got up next to the tree and just kind of sat, just squatted down? You can get even lower than whenever you're leaning.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, peeking behind me in the trees.
That is one thing I do like because you feel super hidden. Yeah.
Yep. And but I'm like, looking under the trees because, you know, there was leaves behind me. And
mm-hmm.
But I'm looking under the leaves, and I'm like, shit, this... There's no deer. They're gone. There's a turkey walk out. And I got back up and I gave it about 15 minutes and I rattled and I was like, screw the tickle. And I just start beating these antlers together.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just going to pound town.
Just beating these things together. And I stop. Right as I stop, I hear something, you know, just a footstep, like right, like in a bunch of dead leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard. I'm like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there. It was right where my camera was dead on the scrape.
Of course it was dead, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, if my camera was alive, it'd tell me what was there.
Mm-hmm.
But like 5 minutes went by, so I was like, all right. Well, I got back to do my own thing off in La La Land, looking behind me, squatted down in my saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, and I look over my right, and there's a deer come out. I'm like, oh, shit. I pick my binocs up. I'm like, why am I doing this? It's right here. But I put him up, and I'm like, that's him. That's my number two on this farm.
Yeah.
I stood up real quick and I went to turn my camera, or I went to, you know, get on with the camera, and it was off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you leave a camera on, it auto turns off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. So I got to turn it off, turn it back on, and yep. It's going through the load scene. I'm like, this is going to cost me a deer. And
that's why I hate cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. He's walking right into my lane, and, it comes on and he stops and looks away. I'm like, this is it.
Yeah. Perfect.
And I got the camera on him.
How far is he?
30 yards.
Oh, okay.
With a muzzle. Yeah. Like, almost like his head off.
Too close. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, well, good thing I have this on too.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up. Boom. I didn't even give him any. I didn't have to stop him, nothing. I just let him have it. And I wheel the camera around, and he goes like 50, you know, I'm self-filming. He runs up like 50 yards, 60 yards, and just bulldozes right into the ground.
Piles up.
Yeah. And that was, I don't know. It was probably one of the coolest self-filming moments.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean.
It was crazy. You could have shot him with a bow.
Yeah.
Like right there, you know. It's like,
yeah.
We just talked about that on a podcast. Yep. Like, if you have a gun, your target buck will be
10 yards.
20, yards. 30 yeah. yards, you know. Yeah. But if you have a bow, he's 150.
Yeah, rifle range.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty awesome, though, yeah. right yeah. down in the wheelhouse there with the muzzle loader.
Yeah. I called my buddy, and he's like, how far was he? 30 yards. Well, should have had your bow. Like, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, fuck you, I didn't have it.
that freaking yeah. bullet didn't even have time to expand when it went through.
Yeah, he just zipped through him.
Right yeah. through him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bounced into the next county.
So when you shot out of the saddle, did you have a rest? Or did no, you just...
I just armed it.
Just queered it, huh?
Yep.
Just got in there. Sorry, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Came off wrong. Freehand it.
Yeah, freehand. I just...
something I do. That would be hard out of a saddle. Would you use your bridge?
No. Well, I guess the... On the V that I was talking about, the left on the left limb, I just kind of had my hand on it like that, and just kind of had my thumb out and just let him have it.
I wonder if you could use your bridge. I don't know. I mean,
and that's in that, you know, specific tree, I could. If I had my bridge up a little higher, I guess.
Yeah.
I could have just leaned right up on it and just let him have it.
That's what they need, is a gun mount for a saddle.
They probably have them. I don't know.
Probably.
They probably do. I don't know. For all the knickknacks they got. But when you set your bridge, where do you put the strap for your bridge?
Eye level.
Yep. That's where I put mine. I always want to put it lower.
Yeah, that's. But it's just not comfortable.
Yeah, and I thought that it might be, like, longevity wise, it might be weird. But I thought if I did it lower, it'd be like you're almost just standing.
Yeah.
But
that's what I always thought. But it's.
Have you messed with that
a little bit? But you. So in a saddle, you're supposed to be able to swing around, I guess, and shoot. But if you have it low, you can't really move.
Gotcha.
It's just kind of stuck. It's kind of stuck right there.
But yeah, I guess I didn't. You know, I wonder if you had your bridge, if you're gun hunting, if you put your bridge up higher, if you could almost use your bridge as your
rest.
Good. I mean, you could. People probably think we're stupid for saying bridge, because the bridge is this. I don't know what the strap.
Oh, you're right. What the bridge strap, whatever, line to the tree.
Whatever it's called. The
stirrups?
The tether.
It's all one.
The tether, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. I guess
saddles are for horses.
Listen, I'm 60% on saddles. So saddles, I saw that comment here. Saddles are for horses, which is hilarious. Yeah, right here, Josh Moore. Saddles are for horses. That's pretty funny. What someone else said a couple podcasts ago, we did wind is for kites.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, super accurate. So how big is this buck?
I didn't score him, because whenever I walked up on him, he wasn't quite what I thought he was. I'll kind of sum this up real quick. So I put my camera up high because I didn't want nobody to steal it.
Yeah.
Because people are notorious for stealing stuff on this farm, unless it's their own stuff when it's not supposed to be there.
Right, yeah.
But so I set it up high, and I, you know, sticking sticks out of them, make it look camouflage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 15 yards from where the deer are going to be, but it's, you know, it's eight and a half foot up. And I had it set there, and this deer, you know, I get this deer on camera, and he just looks huge, big body. I mean, he did have a big body. He's at least 4, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, this deer's at least 50s, you know, looking at him from afar.
Yeah.
And the cameras I'm using, I feel like the deer seem smaller whenever they're on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I mean, but so I was thinking that. So I was like, this deer is at least 50s.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out, and I shoot him. I get down to him. I'm like, well, he's not 50s, but. That was a target buck, and
was it 8 or 10? I don't know. I'm not recalling a picture of it. I know you probably showed me, but
I could grab him. But I think he was 12.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
pull him up, man. I thought I could probably do the same here, but
Yeah, he was, I thought he might have been, I think he was like a, I don't know, I'll have to look. It's bad of me to say that because I killed it.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean,
but,
busy guy, I guess, huh?
I guess.
Too busy killing shit.
Not right now.
That's right.
Here's a photo of him zoomed in. You can unzoom it and turn it sideways if you want, but he did have 12. He had 7 on one side and 5 on the other side. He had a couple stickers on the one side.
Oh yeah.
It's a good buck.
Damn good buck.
Hell yeah.
Biggest Iowa buck. I was pretty happy with him. First ever muzzleloader buck also.
No kidding.
Yep.
I can see why you shot that thing all day, dude. I would have been right in there after him.
I mean, I would have shot the same quality deer with my bow, probably, dude, you know.
Oh, I did the same thing this year. We haven't even podcasted about it. We're going to podcast tonight, but Kayler had to come podcast, so I pushed that one back.
Loser. Pretty much. Hey, ruining the party.
No, that's a good buck. Solid. I can see why you thought 50s, though. Like, yeah, solid. You know,
I mean, he was really mature.
He's probably 40.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe he's in some be, change.
I bet he's close to 50.
Think so?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he's 40s for sure.
I'll have to get him
45.
Scored. This was right at 40.
I don't know why your mic's not on, Herm. Talking to that thing.
I don't know. Either.
It is on.
It is on. Get up in there. Yeah,
he's 45-ish.
I'd say he's in there.
Yeah.
I'll have to get him scored whenever I get him back. But it was like the very next day I took him to the taxidermist. But I haven't seen him since, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's a great buck, dude. And I know you're not proud of it, but you're just saying it's a little bigger, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm overall happy with how both seasons went, and starting off that, you know, that much of a high, or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
It's just.
And that was the 21st of October.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, that's early.
Very early.
Like I killed my buck the same day, and I felt like, man, I got an awesome buck down before October's even over. Like it's a good feeling to have. It's like,
you just feel accomplished. I guess
you feel, I've been saying this, efficient.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, man, it's not even November, and I got a good body deer down and good buck down, and just feeling nice.
Kind of put her on cruise control after that.
Yeah, feeling real nice.
Real,
you know,
nice, Mark.
If I was trying to shoot a doe mid October, and then if I can kill a buck, then it's a bonus, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I tried killing a doe. I couldn't even kill one.
Sometimes, dude, they're harder. Sometimes, like if you're like, I'm gonna go kill a doe,
you probably won't see one.
You won't see a doe, or she'll walk in and be like. Right at you. Yeah, you're like, son of a. Yeah. She sees me.
Just looks right at you.
Yeah. But don't forget to switch the cameras, Eric.
I know. I'm trying. Look. Look, I just switched it.
You got people in the live stream calling you out, which is hilarious.
I'm not used to it yet, okay, people?
Yeah, it's our second time. It's funny because there's such a delay with the monitors. You can't even like look at them. It's painful. All right, man. So you're living on a high, and you're just like, I need another one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm ready to get the bow in my hand.
It's just heating up, really, at that time of year.
It was just like kind of a, I don't know, just like a trophy before.
Mm-hmm. Like bonus buck.
Yeah, you know, whenever you're a kid and you play sports and they give you just a little trophy, right. Participation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
A little participation.
That buck's way better than that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. But it was weird, though, because I had people telling me, you know, hey, you're going to have a great season, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all my bucks disappeared because I had more bucks this year than any other year on camera, and I'm like, this is good. September rolled around, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just going to be like a normal year for me.
Kind of gone like a fart in the wind.
Exactly. But yeah, I killed my number two on that farm, and then...
So that was Iowa.
Yep.
And so now you're back in Missouri?
No, I didn't hunt Missouri this year.
Oh, I thought... Okay, you said that was your first Iowa buck.
No, this is my... last year was my first Iowa buck. This is my biggest Iowa buck.
Second. Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yep. Gotcha.
Sorry, I should explain.
So you're living in Iowa now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my second year.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm bored now. So I thought you said that was your first Iowa buck.
No, first Iowa muzzleloader buck.
Okay. First Iowa. Okay.
Great decision, by the way, because then you have to draw points.
Yeah.
If you move to Iowa.
It's smarter to live in Iowa than hunt other states.
Yep. Just don't go hunt Missouri because there's no deer down there.
Yeah.
Here now.
Or Iowa or Illinois or Wisconsin or Indiana or Ohio.
Or Vermont.
Not anymore. They all moved out.
Yep.
We got to pick a new state to pick on because everybody's starting to get irritated with us in those states.
Might as well. I mean, you could tell them they're down in Missouri.
We got to pick a new state. There's one state that's just hiding. Like, hopefully they don't pick me. We need to pick that state.
Tennessee?
It's Kentucky.
Yeah, is it? Kentucky's, Eric's got some opportunity in Kentucky.
I do. I just got to make it down there.
Yeah.
Because that's early season.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Tennessee. Wait, hold on.
Let me change the...
Make it oh, yeah. So you're on video there.
Yeah. Get a velvet buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
I'm
I would do.
I'm going to try.
So, okay. You're still in Iowa.
Yep.
Because you can
yeah.
use...
Yeah. Haven't left yet.
Haven't left Iowa.
left field real quick. Okay, now we're back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now what?
So, I get the bow back in my hand. I am hunting until there's a rainstorm coming. So I'm like, I'm hunting until the rain hits. Because mm-hmm. after that rain, that's when it's going to get really good.
Mm-hmm.
The cold front's really going to come in. But anyway, so I hunted for a couple of days. And then I think on the Sunday, so I killed him on a Thursday, bow hunted for a few days. And then we got a bad rain. Mm-hmm. So it was real muddy. And
was that when we got that like real heavy rain?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was thankful for that because where I was hunting, like washed away all my scent from pulling my buck out yeah. and being on the ground and yeah. stuff. That was my thought process yeah. with it anyway.
Well, I mean, I shot that buck and I would have hunted it. I would have hunted that farm, but I mean, I wasn't seeing crap.
Yeah. You know?
But,
we killed them all.
Yeah. Yeah. the neighbors got them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But, I think they only gun hunt, but. Who am I?
Still blame it on them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not here, right?
Yeah, but, you always blame it on the neighbors.
But yeah, it's such a pain in the butt to hunt that farm. I was like, I'm just going to, you know, I'm not even going to come back with the camera. I'm going to focus on some other places. I already killed one buck. That's enough for, you know, this spot. But I wasn't seeing nothing on camera. And I have like a, I still have it, but we're not doing it next year. I have like a 100-acre lease.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two or three shooters on it. And They've been gone since September.
Since you leased it,
basically. Yeah. My buddy, 2 year kills 2 years ago killed a big one, and then we leased it the next year, and that's been the extent. Yeah, we leased it for 2 years and haven't. I guess his little brother killed his first buck, but other than that,
yeah.
But anyway, so there weren't any deer on that. So I was hunting with. There's three of us, the three friend group I was explaining earlier, the younger one, I was hunting with his dad and, I was out filming him and like, I think the 23rd, I kind of skipped around, but the 23rd, I almost filled my bow tag, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably, 150s 8.
Jeez. 2 days apart.
Right. I wasn't even focusing. I was running the camera. My buddy's dad's like, hey, bring your bow.
Just in case.
Yeah, he's like, there's more than one buck here, so right. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I took my bow, and he peeks out the window of the blind, and he's like, dude, there's a big 8-pointer right here. I'm like, let me see. I peeked over. I'm like, yeah. Are you going to shoot him? He's like, I don't know. So him and the son back and forth, they're like, yeah, if he comes out, go ahead and shoot him. I was like, all right. Well, he came out and he didn't want nothing to do with that grunt call.
Mm-hmm.
He had like 8 or 9 does.
How close was he?
Whenever he got to our side of the fence, he was like, I don't know, 60 yards.
Oh, dang.
I mean, he's right there, but
158? That's a big 8-pointer.
He was heavy. He wasn't real wide, but he was tall and heavy.
Mm.
Just, you know, your typical 8-point frame.
Right? Yeah.
Did you give him a little toot toot in the grunt call? Yeah, and he didn't like that?
Yeah, he didn't like that. He didn't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. But, he had his does. He's good.
Yeah. It was funny because he walked right down in front of their stand that they have, and we're sending them blind, you know.
Like a box blind or like a ground blind?
Just a little ground blind.
Oh, on the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes across and walks right over to their single man stand. they had
no shit.
Up. Yeah, but then the next day it rained. And then I didn't really do a lot of hunting that week. I was just busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for the cold front to come in.
Right.
Well, I hunted that Friday and I had an encounter with like a 140-inch 10-point. Mm-hmm. Would have been, I guess it would have been mid 40s. He was massive. He was a massive 3-year-old, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to come off as a big buck hunter yet.
No, yeah. I'm
trying to chase.
You got the bucks, man.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. So you have to bite your tongue and.
Yeah.
Hey guys, interrupting again. We apologize, but I hope you understand. We'll make it quick. The podcast also brought to you by Thermoseat. Man, right now you should be thinking about coyote hunting, I think, especially Austin and all of us.
Yeah. We've got a score to settle with the coyotes this winter.
We're getting some revenge, and we have a Thermoseat buckled to us the entire time. The wedge is always on us because you don't need a tree to sit up on. If you got to plop down and hurry up and and shoot off your knee for a coyote.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Between turkey hunting and coyote hunting, that wedge gets put to work. That is a nice setup.
It's the best setup, I think. We put them to work during deer season, of course, but right now it's like when you got to run and gun and get on the ground or sit for a long time on the ground. Having to not sit on your knees while you're calling and or waiting on a turkey where you have to be still is the difference in being successful sometimes and not.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but like my knees and ankles will fall asleep and then I'm just fucked from there.
Yeah, I'm getting old, so I can, on that knee position, when you're trying to sit on your knees, I can do that for about 5 minutes and then I'm done.
Your old dusty bones start to hurt.
My knees are cracking.
It's just like scaring coyotes off. But I mean, yeah, that wedge, look into that. If you don't have one of those, code WCTS could get you into one of those for a little less money than full retail with our code. And, of course, HHA Sports, single pin sights, drop away rest, stabilizer setups, American made. They support our veterans and they offer a lifetime warranty with their products. So if something happens to it, just hit them up and they'll take care of you. It literally would be the last accessories for a bow you'll ever need to buy. So if you're a guy that switches out his bow every few years and you don't want to worry about buying new accessories at the same time you get a new bow, get in some HHA stuff, code WCB15. My voice is going out again from doing trade shows. You hear it starting to like...
Starting to crackle a little bit.
Starting to crackle.
Still recouping. It's only been a couple days.
Trade shows burn your voice out. Victory Archery, Victory Arrows, RIP TKOs. I know. And you're shooting the VAP SSs, right?
Yep.
So there's a lot of controversy with arrows and carbon and all that. Like anybody that does manufacture with carbon, with like the supply delays and COVID bullshit and all that. We addressed that on an upcoming episode with Victory and he breaks that down, but, man, we're really proud to work with Victory. It's an arrow we shot, well before even being partnered with Victory. It just, you know, happened to work out and, great people. Steve over at Victory, man, that guy has some stories to tell.
He's got some interesting stories. That's going to make for a cool podcast.
I want to have him on again already.
Like a full length episode.
Yeah, like I don't know if we can get him. He's, you know, they're all from California, so we need to get them out. The dude is fascinating. Grew up in India, and some of the crazy stories he tells us about on that Victory pod. We talk more about India and like the crazy shit he has done than we do arrows. So pretty cool. Great people there at Victory. It does feel like family, which is awesome. And that goes into like our next segue is like Huntworth clothing and camo and hunting gear. Like Huntworth has been such an amazing partnership for us. Like, you know, that we are included, like they reach out to us. We're in constant contact. We've built such a great relationship with the people at Huntworth. What do you think? What can we change? Like they really care about clothing being optimal for bow hunters. And they really care about the best value and the best quality clothing you can get for the value in your dollar. And what's the other great thing is like Farm and Fleet carries it.
Yep.
I don't know we don't have Fleet Farm around here, but a lot of those like farm type stores carry Huntworth in their clothing section.
Yeah, it's easy to find it, and I don't know how you're going to beat it for the money.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
I don't think you can.
I had it on my lion hunt. I had it on my mule deer hunt. It's very impressive for how much it costs for the quality. So give Huntworth a shot. Their camos are awesome. Tarnin right now is one of my favorite patterns.
A lot of compliments on the Tarnin this year. Guys wanting to know what it was.
Yeah, Tarnin is great. Distortion's a great pattern. It's got a digital type look to it, but they're both great patterns. I wore Distortion earlier in the season, and then I got all my late season stuff in Tarnin.
That's exactly what I did.
Just separates it for me.
Yeah,
but
it's easy to pick out in the bag that way.
And I tested out some new pants and jackets and stuff for them. It's fucking awesome.
Looking forward to wearing that stuff next year for sure.
The new pants are insane.
Nice.
But anyway, Huntworth, man, glad to be partnered with that. Check them out. Tell them that we sent you. So that way they know that supports us, man, and good vibes. Back to the episode. Sorry to take up your time, but we got to do it. Love you guys.
Hey, guys. Doug here coming to you with the Mobile Veteran Shout-Out. As always, they are brought to you by Operation HHA USA. You can go to HHAUSA.org and check them out. This one's submitted by Ian Sr., and the veteran is Joe Butchinen. Says he's in the Marines. Says, Joe is my father-in-law. He's a father of two and a grandpa of five. He loves spending time at deer camp in the fall, always going out every other year, Wyoming deer and Canadian bear trips. He'd do anything for his family and anyone else that needed a hand. He's a great role model and the kind of man I hope to be. Says for experience, it says, Joe has been a bow hunter all his life, but picked up archery about 10 years ago when I married his daughter, Stacy. Since then, he has went on an out-of-state trip every other year in Wyoming, which is his favorite thing to do. So thanks for submitting that, Ian, and thank you for your service, Joe. Hopefully you guys had a good season, and good luck on your upcoming trips in Wyoming and Canadian Bear. Thanks, guys.
But, well, he came out, and I was like, I just got permission on this, like, 30-acre farm, right? And it's getting close to dark, and I look over, I hear something coming through the CRP, and here comes this buck, and I'm like, ooh, that's a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what the deal was, but I do know that there were, like, six does under me, so I didn't grunt at him or nothing, and he was just gone. He was headed straight for me. He hit the fence to where I couldn't see him. Mm-hmm. That was it. That's all she wrote.
Just doing big buck things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
cooperating is pretty much what they do.
Yeah. But I left my saddle up in the tree that day. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just going to come in here in the morning. But, you know, it'll be easy to get to. I had a wedding to go to that evening. So I went in and I hunted. Well, it was funny because I had a picture of a 160 show up at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Just big 10 point
in the yard or what?
Well, I guess we live on 4 acres. There's my house and then there's like a little hayfield. And I was like, are you kidding me? Just right in the hayfield.
No, right in the backyard.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, he won't. What?
Don't tell your secrets.
Oh, nobody can hunt there anyway. But,
don't tell too much.
Oh, it's everybody knows.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
It's got a lot.
I mean, nobody can hunt to the north or the south of me. So, nor can they hunt to the east or west. So, I'm not too, you know, worried about it.
Kill them on 4 acres. That'd be impressive.
Never
know.
That'd be insane.
You never know.
But I was like, there's no way that this deer's going to daylight.
Yeah.
So I get up the next morning and I go to the 30-acre farm and I'm hunting for the one buck. And I get a picture on my phone right at daylight, mm-hmm. Right at shooting hours. I looked at it, and it was that bastard.
In the backyard?
The big buck, right, at my house. I'm like, are you serious?
At daylight.
Yep.
That's where you call your old man, hey, run out there in your skivvies and shoot that fucking thing.
Yeah, but he was there with, from whenever he showed up that night, and in between the time he showed up on that morning, mm-hmm. there were like 8 different bucks run through right there.
Oh, man.
I think there were 2 or 3 of them that were, you know, 130s, 140s.
No kidding.
But, I mean, that was just the hot day, I guess.
See, I have...
thing about cell cameras.
Well, yeah, exactly. The shoulda, woulda, coulda factor. I have 4 acres, and I've had some really big bucks on my property. Yeah. Never in daylight. It's always at, like, the midnight. Wee hours of the morning or even, like, you know, 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I just, like, knowing, it's like, man, I was sleeping right next to a big buck in my on my own property.
20 exactly. yards away.
Like, this is cool. This is cool, I think. You know, I like to think about. Now, could I ever kill one on my own property, on my own little 4-acre piece? One day, probably. Probably. But I would have to, like, dedicate the time to be like, I'm going to kill one in my yard. You know what
just
I mean?
Just sit that stand every day.
Yeah. 10 days in a row.
And I don't even have a stand back there. I don't. And I'm surprised I don't.
If you can do an all-day sit that close to your house, that's impressive. Because you're like, I could easily get down and get a sandwich right now.
Just get Wi-Fi.
Right?
I'll just have my daughter run me out a ham sandwich.
Toss it up to you.
Yeah, exactly. I got a little bridge in the backyard across that little creek. Right? Just have her piddle-paddle across, throw me up a sandwich. Get out of here. There's a big buck coming.
Yeah, you get the timer right.
Yeah, you do. You'd have to be he'd have to be hitting the trail cam.
Yeah.
Like he was in your yard.
I mean, the rut. The rut's the rut. That's what has them on, you know, run through my, you know, I guess not even mine, but my grandpa's 4 acres. Right. That's what, you know, the rut just, I mowed a trail through the hay field and they walk that trail.
Yeah, dude, they do. That's what's fun about doing that type of thing. I just think it's neat to, like, just encourage them to come this
way. Take that path.
Yeah, I literally.
Hey, come over here.
I took the John Deere out. I mowed one.
Let's
lane.
Not plug sponsors, man.
The lawnmower.
He looked at me like, John Deere?
I took just the little lawnmower, motor trail. Now it's just beat down from deer.
Isn't that cool how that works?
Yeah. Just a little push mower?
Drexel's the look on your face. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, okay, so
You're on cloud nine. You're hunting between there. You're, dude, you're just on big bucks. Big eight, other big buck in your backyard.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know the other deer.
The big eight.
Yeah, I didn't know him.
Yeah, but still, it's cool. It's, like, you never were off big deer. You stayed on big deer from buck to buck. That's what's adding up to right now.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they were in the area. I just didn't know where exactly, you know, where to sit or anything.
You're too humble. It's like, yeah, they were there.
I mean, I'm being serious, honest, right? I don't know. I don't know what
they bucked on my property somewhere.
they're there somewhere. You just got to be in that. You just got to be in the spot for them.
You're just on fire though. Yeah. Like, you're just in the mix of them, and that's. I mean, you're out there. Like, it's easy when you fill your first tag to pull way back.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, I don't have to put, I'm relaxing, which is fine. I mean,
you don't think that you're going to be shooting another one, you know, within the next 10 days.
Right. No, yeah, no way.
You don't think that at all.
You're like, I'm going to sit, but I, you know, it ain't going to happen that fast. Mm-hmm. I probably feel it during December or something, but.
Right. Yeah.
But, so I sat that 30 acres, and that morning, you know, I got the picture of the 160, mm-hmm. and the one that I was trying to kill, the one, you know, the mid 140s, you know, 10 point, he didn't show up. I was like, screw this. So I got down and I went to that wedding, and we came back that night, and it was a long drive. But so we got up the next morning to hunt, and we're like, this sucks. Cause I mean, we went to bed at 1 a.m, mm-hmm. but we got up and we went and hunted the blind where I almost killed the other, you know, the 8 point I was talking about.
Yep.
So we were hunting that blind, and it sucked. It was bitter cold. We didn't see, I think we saw three deer.
Mm-hmm.
Three deer, and they all winded us. They were, you know, they were downwind.
It doesn't help that it's cold as hell and you're uncomfortable. Yeah. Right.
I was like, this sucks. So we got out early.
Ground blinds suck. In my opinion.
Yeah. I want to love them, but I just can't.
Yeah, it's hard to love them.
I like saddles more.
Yeah.
Than ground blinds? I think I agree with that. I'm never going to hunt it out of a saddle.
At least you can have a heater in the ground blind, right?
Yeah, that's the one perk. It's the one perk.
The one perk.
There's that's another podcast. We'll have the debate.
Yeah.
What method is strongest? I'm about to stir some shit up, won't
it? Yep.
All right. So you don't have a heater because you're not in your saddle.
No, it's But it sucks. We got out early, mm-hmm. and it was just dead. So we got out and we went back to the house, and I was going to film him that night. Well, I was like, all right, well, I got to go to the house. Well, I was on the way to the house talking on the phone to my dad, and I was like, hey, you know, what do you think? You think I should hunt, or you think I should just film? Because I have nothing on camera. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know. It's kind of too good to hunt right, you know, to film right now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can film yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, well, I was like, I'm going to drive by this guy's house, and if he's outside, I'm going to ask him permission to hunt.
Mm.
He's like, all right. Like 30 seconds later, I was like, hey, I got to go. He's outside. So I got out and I started to ask this guy before I even got the sentence finished to ask. He's like, yeah, go ahead.
No shit.
Yep. Yeah. This is like noon.
That's crazy.
What was he? Older guy? Yep. Or?
Well, he was friends with my grandpa.
Oh, that
helps.
Yeah.
So you're just like, hey, I was wondering if I could go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
he knew what I was.
That's what I say. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to ask. No.
How much ground is it? I mean, you don't have to give too many details away. I'm just curious.
It's like 30 acres, a little over 30 acres or something.
How is no one else hunting it?
Well, his son hunts it.
Oh, gotcha.
He gun hunts it. Late muzzleloader. Yeah.
That sounds like one of these things.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't care. He didn't care.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was like, all right, perfect. I was like, I care if I hang his tree stand. Well, my son has a tree stand. I was like, it's all right. I got a mobile setup. I'll just sit in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went home. Well, I'm on the way home.
I love like the old timer mentality or whatever. Yeah. Just like, well, there's one back there. You can just sit in that. It's like, exactly. Nah, I'm good. I hang my own.
One of those ladder stands has been in there for 30 years.
Guaranteed, if I get permission like that and they're like, there's one back there, I will never sit it.
No, exactly. Never.
Even if it's like, that's the spot I need to, I will hang a stand in a tree next to it and hunt my own shit.
Just use a ladder and same tree.
Hang on above the ladder. Yeah. It's like, man, that guy's a cocky asshole.
Yeah. I needed that extra 2 foot.
Hey,
work smarter, not harder, you know?
Hang a ladder stand and then hang your saddle stick above your ladder stand and then a hang on, then your saddle stick above.
Yeah.
Just to get the extra height. Ultra mobile.
It's called mobile.
Yeah, mobile. Okay, but so we're idiots.
But I left and I called dad back. I was like, well, you won't believe it, but I just got another farm to hunt. He's like, really? I was like, yep. I was like, so now I have two farms to hunt north winds. I didn't have a farm to hunt north wind, which is stupid.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, sometimes you can't do nothing about that.
It's just part of hunting.
Yeah.
You got to deal with what you got.
Yeah.
But so I go home. I'm like, I guess I'm just going to hunt this place because, I mean, I've seen some big deer during velvet season over here.
Yeah.
Big bucks.
You got to get in there.
Yeah. See, I mean, it'd be stupid not to. So, right. So I get a hold of the guy that I was going to film. I'm like, hey, I'm probably just going to hunt this. He's like, no big deal. He's like, I'm just going to spend time with my family because he's an EMT and he works a lot of hours. So.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, sweet. I'm just going to go hunt this then.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the house and I got my bow out. This is right after muzzleloader season, so I hadn't shot.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, well, I need to shoot because I think this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out just shooting my bow, just drilling the target. I'm like, all right. Everything's
good to go?
Yeah. I was like, this is perfect. So I got a hold of dad. I'm like, so this is the night that I'm going to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to the guy that runs the show, you know, and I tell him the same thing, like, this is going to happen tonight. I just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm going to see something tonight.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than like picking up a new property and you're like, ooh, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like just the unknown of what's in there.
Feeling good about it. Yeah.
As soon as you leave, you're looking at the map.
Oh, yeah.
Where does it?
Yeah.
Where can I go?
That new property. It's like getting a new girlfriend.
It is. It really is.
Kind of. Hopefully our wives don't listen to this.
Well, hey.
Great for a little bit.
What's that?
Great for a little bit.
It's great for a little bit until you learn the whole place and you're just like, there ain't shit here.
Then you have kids.
Been here, done kids. That.
Yeah, it's like hanging in a saddle. What the hell? Things got weird. You know, what do you do? Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I can imagine, dude. You didn't have to pry. You got permission.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So I'm like sending dad map pictures like, hey, I think I'm going to sit here. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I'd sit here. I'm like, it's 50 yards apart.
Yeah. Fuck you, dad. You said that.
But, hey,
split the difference.
But I had to go drop a tripod off back at the other guy's house tonight. Yeah. So I drove by and I was like, you know what? Dad's probably right. I was like, you can get to that spot pretty easy without, you know, cause the corn's still in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm like, that spot's just easier and the wind's perfect. So I go take the crap. I take the tripod over to his house,
mm-hmm.
make my way back over there and I park. And I'm walking in, and it's about 2 o'clock, and I'm walking in, and I'm looking, and I'm like, ooh, there are rubs all over the place, so this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking in, and I'm getting close to the fence of the neighboring property. I can hunt the neighboring property also.
Oh, even better.
So, I mean, I could shoot across the fence. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I'm making my way, and it's a funnel point, so I'm making my way, you know, trying to sit as close to this fence as I can. I'm going in, and I come across this big scrape,
mm-hmm.
big, like fresh. Like there's still grass on it. That's how fresh it was.
Right. Yeah.
Like they had just been
just
there.
Turned it.
Yep. And right as I stopped and I was looking at the scrape, I hear something, and I look behind me. 3 does busted up. I'm like, great. I busted up their, you know, their bedding.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but maybe they didn't blow. I was like, maybe the
you just
buckle
kind of spooked him a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I was like, maybe a buck will come in here, and is, you know, they're kind of getting ruddy. I was like, maybe he'll come in here and check it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
perfect. So I go back to the fence, and there's not a single tree. They're all like shitty hedge trees. They got all these limbs and thorns. I'm like, I'm not messing with this.
I hate that.
I'm like, I don't have enough time to cut limbs.
Yeah.
And there's like a front. There's a front moving in as you know as we speak. As I'm doing all this, I was like, you know what? I saw a tree back there. I'm just gonna go back and get in it. Boy, I go back to this tree and you can't get up very high because there's just weird forks and you can't get the sticks up far enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and I put my fourth stick right on top of my third stick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, this is stupid. So, but I was like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I got up and I get up in the tree and I get to where I'm just like leaning. There's like a branch to my back. I'm just leaning. I was like, this is probably the best spot I've sat all year. I might take a nap.
It's just comfortable.
I'm like, this is nice. This is comfortable.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking around, and the corn's still in. So I have like short shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I ranged everything, and it was like 25 yards was my longest shot that I would have had to have took.
Yeah.
But I'm looking around, and I'm like, this is money. Behind me is a big ditch,
mm-hmm.
and you know, nothing's going to, I'm high enough up from the ditch, so nothing's going to win me if they're down in that ditch cruising and I can shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and, I text dad, I'm like, money. I like, if something comes in,
Like, and this is a spot still that he was like, you should go there.
Yeah. This is his spot. Again, yeah,
I marked it on the map.
is his spot again.
Listen to your dad.
Yeah. Call the shot. Yeah,
two times in a row.
Calling your shot.
Yeah. But I text him, you know, Ross says he's fucked if he comes in.
Yeah. Right? Zap that prick so right in the heart.
Yep. Zap. But I'm sitting there and like half an hour rolls through and I kind of catch him out of my left side, and down in the ditch, he's moving southwest or south to north, southwest, south mm-hmm. to north. And I was like, ooh, there's a buck. I just caught a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to grunt. I gave like 5 minutes and grunted. He came right up out of the ditch from my left and moved right up in front of me. I'm like, this is perfect. Well, right as he hit that scrape, looked right up at me. I'm like,
oh no,
this is not good.
Yeah.
if he picked me out that fast, what's a big buck gonna do?
Yeah,
right.
He kind of spooks off. He doesn't blow or nothing, but he just kind of moves off
uneasy, gets out of there. Yeah, yeah.
He just kind of tail up, kind of you know,
trots
just,
off a little
yeah,
bit.
He's like, I'm just gonna kind of get out of here.
Yeah.
But so he moves off and I'm like, all right, well, this might be good, this might suck, something might, you know, get me.
Yeah, you're feeling uneasy about the whole
yeah.
deal now.
Yeah, yeah,
right. But it's a new, like, property, you gotta learn it. I mean, yeah, there's a hole.
Yeah, it's kind of sure. I was like, it's nice I saw one, but
yeah,
I,
right.
I mean, I wasn't gonna shoot him, it's just a little, he was cool, he'll be big in the next couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he moves off and I'm like, that was pretty cool. I got footage of him and stuff, and the wind was starting to die down, and it was, I don't know, I wasn't seeing nothing, and I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna pick up the rattling antlers.
Pulling out all the tools.
The moves.
Here we go with the yeah. little tickle again.
Yeah. No, there was no tickle. I started beating these antlers together.
Gave her the beans.
Yeah. I was like, this is stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I rattled these antlers, and I quit after, I don't know, I did it for about a minute. I'm like, yeah. I'm feeling frisky at this point. I'm like,
yeah.
Something's going to come in. Or
make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're not going to come to you, make them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I rattle, and I give it, I don't know. So this, I don't know, this is like four. I give it about a half hour. I rattle again.
Just letting them have it.
Yep. I was like, all right. Nothing came in after that. And I was like, well, I'm just going to sit here until, you know.
Until dark.
Yeah, well, 5:30 until I do it again.
No, I'm rattling again.
Yeah. Just know this won't be the last time.
Yeah.
But
smacking the beams together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but so 5 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, man, the deer should be moving through, because you could tell that the deer moved through there a lot just because the trails were beat down mm-hmm. bad. I was like, all right, well, I might give it about 30 more minutes. Well, it was about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I just beat the antlers. I beat the bricks off these antlers. I just,
you ever rattle so hard you can smell the antlers?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, that's a thing.
It
smells like burning bone.
You got to get close to your antlers when you rattle.
Sniff them as I'm...
Herm's nodding. You ever done that, Kaler?
No, I don't rattle.
Oh, okay. Sorry we asked.
Maybe we'll all have to stop rattling.
Hey, let's grab those sheds from your big eight. We'll smack them together until we can smell them.
Okay.
That's a thing.
You know you're giving her the fucking beans when you can smell yeah. the antlers.
I'm telling you, I swear, I'm glad you... Because I would feel really sure. dumb if you were like, no, you can't do that. Because I know Herm's
yep.
nodding.
Yep.
I've
maybe I just
together.
Don't pay attention.
It just smells like kind of like burntish bone. Yep. Is kind of the smell.
Well, have you ever cut the brow tines off of your rattling antlers?
That's what it smells
exactly
like.
What it smells.
It's yep. it smells like that. It's just it's
burning
like
bone.
It's bone friction.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a term, but bone friction
sounds like a t-shirt. Just someone rattling bone friction. You can smell it.
It sounds like a YouTube channel show. Bone friction. Hey,
never know. There you
adventure
go.
You might get going on here.
Never know.
This Victory Outdoors thing tanks bone friction.
Hey, we're doing pretty good. we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing good until bone friction takes off. What's up? Bone collector, fuck that. Bone friction.
That's right.
The new dealer.
The bone dust.
The new big
you
thing.
Just, you yeah. just rattle till something comes in.
I'm glad. I wonder if anyone listening knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, there's got to be.
Hold on. I just want to see, okay, there's not a ton of people on Patreon here, but I wanted to see if anyone could chime in, but no one is. We'll see. If anyone else has rattled their antlers so hard that you can smell them in the stand, I want to know about it.
Call Doug. I guarantee he has. He gives her the fucking beans.
We'll just call him in here at the end. But anyway.
So I just beat the bricks off these antlers. And I'm like, all right, this will be the last time I rattle till dark, because after this is just too much.
Yeah,
and until 10 minutes go by.
yeah, exactly.
They're looking at you, they're staring at you like, oh, I can do it again.
Smacking them together again, yeah.
But I'm sitting there, and I hear some just busting ass just running through this through the creek to my left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh.
Here we go.
To you.
Well, no, because I'm sitting to the east of this ditch. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give it the spot out, but
yeah,
I'm sitting to the east of this big ditch that they run through. And I'm like, all right, well, there's something in there. So I grab the grunt tube, and I do one of the most alpha buck grunts I can.
Yeah.
I'm just letting him have it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds like he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're just throwing the kitchen sink at him, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm throwing the whole kitchen at him. Not just the sink, the whole thing.
Just everything, the fridge and all of it.
Yeah, but so I grunt, and then it's like a pause, and then you just hear something like just coming at me. I'm like, oh, shit. I grab the camera, and I bring it over across, and I get it started, and I look up, and here he comes in between the hedge trees and the corn,
mm-hmm.
and all I can see is a rack. And I'm like, oh, shit. I pick up my bow, and I get full draw right as he's coming in. Well, as soon as he comes in to where I can see the whole thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a big buck.
Yeah.
That's a shooter right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts beating the piss out of the scrape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at full draw the whole time. I'm like, turn. Come on, turn now. He's just
beating taking his sweet time.
Yeah, taking his time. I think it was like 45 seconds, something along the lines of that.
Yeah.
Felt like 45 minutes.
I bet.
But I'm just sitting at full draw. I'm like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's
just facing you or what?
Yeah, he's facing me, just looking right at me, just making a scrape.
How far?
12 yards.
Oh, fuck.
right in the wheelhouse. I'm like,
yeah.
If I breathe or blink, this thing is going to
bust out of there.
He's going to be like the small bucking. You know,
get out of there, yeah.
Get out. But he makes a scrape, and he turns back and like kind of looks at the cornfield. I'm like, well, this is it. And I just put the pin on brown and just zapped him.
Just whap.
Just I let him have it. So whenever I shot, it looked – you know, whenever you're so close, it looks like the shot's high.
Mm-hmm. Because
like,
the angle.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like perfect left and right, but it just looked high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's not good. So I grab another arrow, and I'm trying to watch through all these hedge branches, and I kind of see movement that's like wobbling, and then he kind of like, you know, whenever a deer starts to fall and they're like catching themselves.
Yep.
So he does like that.
The sideways
I'm like,
step.
I'm like, no way. And then I hear like, I hear thrashing in the grass, and I'm like, he just went down. Because it stopped and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I cannot believe.
So what day was this? What was the date?
October 31st.
So you went from the 21st to the 31st.
Yep. 10 days.
2 bucks in 10 days.
Yep.
Damn, you had to have been on top of the world right there.
Yeah. If there's something greater than cloud 9, I'd like to know.
Yeah, right.
24.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Damn. So you hear him go down, and then that just takes away the doubt of like, fuck, well, it was high. Ah, well, all these questions you have.
Well, I was like... Well, did he go down,
mm-hmm.
or did he just jump into the ditch and zip out of here?
Yeah,
if you don't see him go down. You're questioning yourself.
Yeah, because that I have all.
Did I hear him go down, or did I not hear him go down?
Yep, I had them hedge trees, and it's so like, you know how a hedge tree is. They're just so thick.
Yeah,
you can't see through them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I can't. Well, I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know now. And then we have a group chat, on Snapchat, and I'm sending, and my buddy's like, one of them's like, well, it looks a little high. He's like, but that close. He's like.
Of the video?
Yeah, I sent like a little clip
of
the kill shot, and he's like, he's dead. Everybody's just like, he's dead. It was kind of cocky, because I sent a video of it, and I was like, well, that's a wrap.
Yeah, right.
On the shot. Yeah. On the shot.
I mean, everything you heard is right on, but you doubt yourself because you didn't see it.
Right.
Well, because I said, that's a wrap, and then I got a text saying, well, the shot looked a little high, and I was like, oh, maybe it was high. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should delete my comment.
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
Yeah. But I was like, well, I'm still going to, I'm going to sit till dark. I'm going to wait for somebody to come film in recovery. And I don't know. It was a bit. It was a while before, I had at least half an hour or longer till dark. And I'm making phone calls, and I was like, Dad, do you want to come up and help? He's like, well, I would. He shot a doe, so he was doing that.
No kid.
Yeah. So he was taking care of a doe. And so the guy I was supposed to film, He's like, I'll come over.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes
over.
He's like,
screw my family.
Yeah.
I don't see him anyways. What the hell is the difference?
Yeah. You canceled on me, so that was default.
Right? I see his light come down, and I've already got my stuff pulled. And I'm excited.
You haven't found the buck yet.
No, I had not. I haven't even checked the blood yet.
Gotcha.
I haven't looked at the arrow, nothing. And
kudos to you sitting there that long. Be tough.
It was hard. It was
hard. I bet, man.
I've never had, you know, that feeling of having to wait like that.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't have to. I could have got down, but that would have kind of ruined the moment, I guess.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You want that all to be fresh, especially for video and
you
everything.
I wanted to catch it. You know, I wanted, because, I mean, you're kind of oblivious. You don't know what adrenaline, you know, you don't know what you're like on camera after something like that happens.
It's hard to reenact that, too, if you already walked up on it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, my arrow's, it's coated in blood.
Look, yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me lay this bow down. Like certain. Yeah.
Yeah. But he had the camera rolling before I started to talk to him. You know, I was going to talk him through, but he had the camera rolling. I was like, all right, let's get this show.
That's
on the
a guy
road.
Who knows what's going on, yeah. Man. Devin Leonard will do that. If you kill something, he'll just have his phone recording. He won't tell you about it. That's the best, though.
Yeah,
when he looks back, he's like, hey, and he, I'm like, oh, you videoed that? Or he'll record it, audio record it. It's like the best surprise.
And after that's awesome, too, because some people are like, if they know there's a camera on them, they're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude, my hands.
Just film, yeah. Well,
that's like me. I'm over here doing this.
Talking with your hands.
Telling the story, talking.
It happens.
Moving my hands around.
But, it's all good. I mean, yeah, you just want the guy. So good on him, though, just to record.
Yeah, he was just right on, you know, just right on top of it. And, yeah. So I was like, well, he's like, where'd you shoot him? I was like, you know, right here, 2 feet to, you know, right behind us. He's like, all right. And I was like, where's the arrow? What? I went to, well, we found it, and I went to pick it up. Well, I had to use two hands to pull this arrow out of the freaking ground.
Because it was just so close?
It was just so stuck into the ground.
Damn.
Like, it was just lodged in the ground. Like,
zung right through him and just.
Was it coated?
Yes. It was coated with dirt. Like a lot of it had grass and dirt on it, but everything that was kind of out was just blood.
Yeah.
But, like, I looked at the fletchings. So I don't like colored fletchings to look at blood. I like to look at white fletchings.
Yeah.
So, so my cock vein, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
But my cock vein was just perfect. I'm like, this is a dead deer.
Yeah.
So we start tracking it. We're walking, you know, we're walking in between the cornfield and the hedge tree. And the trail kind of goes left where I said he stumbled. So he like goes left, and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like looking in the ditch with my light. And I'm like, where the hell did he go? Because I didn't hear him in here. I heard him over here.
Right.
I turned right, and I popped up, white belly right there.
Okay. How far did he go total?
30 yards.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't even make it. So I was hunting by that fence, I said. He didn't even make it to the fence.
So it was just cleaned up along?
Yep.
Perfect.
Just cleaned house.
So what's the reaction? Because you don't actually know what you shot right at this point, or did you?
Well, no. Well, I knew I had shot a big eight, a huge eight, biggest eight I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
But so I'm walking up and I could just see a beam sticking out of the grass. I'm like,
oh shit.
No way. I walk up on it and I'd have to look back at the footage to see what my reaction was, but I just lost it. I didn't cry or nothing, but I was just
losing it.
Yeah. I was just excited. I've never been.
You pulled a picture of that guy. I know we talked about it. You're sending pictures and stuff. I'm like, damn, dude, that's a slammer.
He's a Mondo.
Mondo. Somebody hates that we say Mondo. We got a comment. Oh, yeah.
It's year of the big eight, I think.
Is that entry or exit? That's exit.
Yeah, that's exit. Perfect. Somebody was like, perfect shot, and I was like, that was the exit.
God dang, those threes on that boy.
Jesus Christ.
How big?
He was 166 and 6/8. Gross.
Ooh, that's a big 8 pointer.
That's a giant 8.
I can pass this around.
Taylor's got you beat.
Yep.
Barely.
Retape it.
Retape it.
Yeah, trophy tape, put mine at 202. So
202 is a clean 8.
God damn.
Man, that's a beautiful buck. You had to have been freaking out.
Yeah, I was like, I've never shot, you know, I've never really shot an 8-pointer this big. Or, you know, I've never really shot
eight-pointers
a big 8.
8-pointers don't get that big that often, man.
No, you know, they don't.
God damn.
No.
To get an 8-pointer in the 160s is...
unheard of.
Yeah.
Even the upper
Taylor,
50s.
Taylor, show it to that camera. I don't know if that's the right camera. Yeah, it is.
Yep. It's not focusing very well, but there it goes. Oof.
He's giant.
That's funny. Hold it up so we can see in the live stream.
They seen it.
They saw it. It'll cut through here. It's just a delay.
That's pretty crazy, though. Like, the first time on that farm, 12 yards.
I got permission at noon, went in at, 2:30, and had him dead before 6.
It's impressive, dude.
That's crazy.
There it goes.
Hey, you better thank your old... You better give your old man a big hug for that.
Yeah, he picked both of my spots. Yeah, I'm just kind of... I'm still on cloud nine about it. I just...
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You better buy him a new pickup truck for Christmas or something.
Yeah. At least make a couple payments on the one he's got.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, congrats on an incredible season.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm.
The story on that other... I mean, they're both great stories, but like just getting that property, asking permission.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just don't ask.
Well, they're scared.
They're scared, yeah.
What's the,
doesn't hurt to ask.
What's the worst they can tell you? No.
Yep. Right.
Chase you off with a gun.
I was going to say, I've never seen anybody get shot over asking permission.
No.
Well, where'd you learn that from?
Maybe my dad.
Daddy. Daddy's the MVP, huh? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got...
He should be, man. That's awesome.
I know a lot of people that they don't have permission on farms. I'm like, oh, have you asked? No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a dick. Well, you still didn't go ask.
Exactly.
Well, that too, and it's like, I mean, when I get permission, I'm offering help. I'm sending Christmas gifts. I'm sending Christmas cards. Yeah. I'm shit like that all the time. You got to stay up in the loop. Stay relevant with your permission pieces. Because it's just, one, it's being a good human being.
Yep.
But two, it's like, man, if they're going to offer you ground, what can you offer back?
At least offer to help, because they're all kind of, farmers.
Yeah.
Right.
Help, fix fence, put up fence, whatever they need help with. Get, get cows in or whatever the heck.
My newfound love is I bought a little tractor, a little John Deere 650, sponsor plug, with a King Cutter 48-inch brush cutter mower. And I had I'm just like, just little stuff I can do. It's not a ton of help, but it's like, they don't have to mow it. They don't have to worry about just general maintenance, and I'll do that because I just kind of enjoy it.
Well, usually they appreciate the little things. So I mean,
and it's helping you as a deer hunter too.
Yeah,
it's like into you. Hey, mow your paths that you want to want as long as you're mowing, because we're not going to mow it. If you can mow it, mow it. And if you want to mow a path for a deer to a deer stand, do it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or you get a lot too. It's like, oh, I love deer meat, but I'm just not a deer hunter. I'm like, I can hook you up there as long as you let me hunt.
Say no more, brother. I got you.
That was the first thing I offered. It was deer meat. Now we're good. We're good. I was like, okay. I'll even give you a loin, but okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Now those are the people that's like, you got to soak it in milk. Right. It's like, no, you don't. Don't have to soak it in milk. Shut up.
See them cattle out there? They taste a lot better. Okay. Hey, I understand your point.
You're right. Yeah. You want them deer, they've been eating cattle. So you need me to handle them? That's what I heard. The deer diseases get into the cattle, ruin all your herd.
Yeah. Shoot them too.
Let me get in there and shoot them for you.
Let me shoot the heifer for you.
Yeah. But no, dude, that's a killer story. What a banner year, huh?
Yeah. It's
is that your buck, your biggest buck?
Yep. Biggest buck.
It's a stud.
So I guess.
How about 166?
Yep.
You know what's stupid about it is Kayler's got a big buck. You got a big buck. This buck's 166, but I guarantee your buck looks twice as big because he's like framey as an eight.
His buck looks bigger.
Yeah, but your buck looks pretty fucking big.
I haven't seen it in person for a while.
Herm doesn't believe me that this buck's 166. He's looking hard. He's got twos and threes over 11 inches.
A lot of mass.
When you get the clean eights, well, you guys, yours had a little G4 on the one side.
Yeah.
But
and
still
he had like two stickers, one on each base, just a little bitty.
Yeah, mine made up. He's got 9 inches of junk on the bases,
which
adds in a lot. But that buck looks big, but when you get a clean eight or a framey eight like what yours is, it's like,
holy goddamn.
Yeah, they like just bring another look.
Yeah.
To their frame,
The net, is what I was surprised by. It was like, I think the net was like 158.
That's a giant.
Mm-hmm. That's unheard of.
I didn't even net him because I was scared. That's like not worth it.
Well, this was like an app. It did all the things for you.
You just plug it in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What's the app?
I don't know. It's not for iPhone. My buddy.
It's not for iPhone. I wanted to throw that out there.
What does that mean?
My buddy took photos for me the next day, and he has an Android, so.
So what is it? The app measure your deer?
Yeah. You type it in and then it like adds it all up at the end.
Well, yeah, you can go on Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young's. You can go to their active like score sheet and just type it in, all and in. It just fills it out for you.
I'm used to the
differences in the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to the pen and paper.
Yeah, that's what I like to do too.
I can't do math
because I'm a yeah, measure. Exactly. I'm a measure for Pope and Young, and we have those sheets that we can do online. Just send them to Excel. But there's something about like the organic, like writing it down and the scratch and stuff is cool to me.
Yeah, it just feels different.
It's just better. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it's better, but everyone says congrats, great deer.
Awesome, thanks.
Oof, was one of the comments, which is hilarious. Well, congrats, dude.
Thanks, man.
Killer season.
My best. Probably going to be my best for a long time.
Are you going to have any of these deer at the Iowa Classic?
Yep, both.
Both of them?
Hopefully.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll come by and see them. And anybody you want to shout out or anything before we cut out of here?
Thanks, Dad, for teaching me the ways.
Yeah.
A try.
Apparently, did pretty damn good, man.
That's my role model. I've learned a lot of stuff off your guys' podcast and from my buddies and but my dad, he's taught me everything, you know, from knocking on doors to, you know, where to sit and, you know, playing your cards right.
Dad shot a doe this year and he's like, fucking kid.
Actually.
You ain't seen what Dad killed this year.
Oh, boy.
Dad actually killed a deer that we chased for like 4 years.
Really?
I showed you the picture.
You had to show me again, man. I might have a memory of a goldfish. It's bad. I don't know why. I don't know why it's so bad, Eric. As I drink more beer. It's got to be the root of all evil right there. But no, you guys are killing it. Thanks for coming out. You want to plug your Instagram or anything like that?
Oh, gosh. I think my Instagram is Richardson and then the letter O and then 1.
But we'll just tag you in the episode.
Yeah, how about that? I don't even know. I've had like 2 Instagrams, so I don't know.
Okay.
You'll get 4 followers from this, so you're good.
Yeah, there's like 4 people listening. You'll get 4 followers. Well, cool. Well, anybody else you want to shout out or anything?
Not really.
Love it.
All my guys, I guess, that I hung with, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a group similar to like what we have.
Yeah.
If you guys all have the group chat.
I guess the boys, I guess.
Right. The boys. We call them the OGs. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening. And if you're on Patreon, thank you for tuning into the live stream. We're learning that whole process, and we're using our Patreon family as, I guess, lab rats to learn our new equipment.
Right.
Instead of going live for everybody. Yeah, guinea pigs. Instead of going live for everybody and dropping the ball like we tend to do with new equipment because we're rednecks. But we're trying. So you know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.
Sure, where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome!
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.